Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Okay. Om Gyanatimi Nantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Veena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Pada Mayam Dhati Shapatantika Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Dutta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamstra Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stansidibam Sādvaitam sāvadhūtam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha krishna padam sahagana lalita Sri Vishakhandatam He krishna karuna sindho dina bandho jagatpate Gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostate Tapta kam jana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Prashabhaṁ śrute devī pranamāmi nevriye Vanchāko padrubhyascha kripa sindho devacha Patitānāṁ bhāvanevyo vaiṣṇavevyo namaha Śrī Krishna Caitanya Prabhu Nityānanda Śrī Advaita Gadādhara Śrī Vāsadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, Baladev Tattva is especially described in this Adi Lila chapter 5. So we'll read a portion. This is one of the verses with which Kaviraj Goswami began Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sankarsana karana toy shayi, garbhura shayi cha payobdi shayi. Sheshastra yasyamsha kala sunitya nandakya rama sharanam namastu. Previously he said, just the previous verse, She Krishna Navadipe Sri Chaitanya Chandra She Balaram Shange Sri Nityananda. The original Lord Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Balaram appeared as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Brajendra Nandana Jay Shati Shuto Hai Moshe Balaram Hoylo Nitai. And now he says, May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshan Sheshanaga and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean, and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Sri Balaram Gosai Mula Sankarshan Pancha Rupa Dhari Karin Krishner Shevan. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarshan. He assumes five other forms to serve Lord Krishna. Apane Karin Krishna Lilar Sahai Shrishti Lila Karya Kore Dhari Chari Kai. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in four other forms. Shrishtyadika seva tar agyar palan shesha rupe kori krishner vivita shevan. He executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation, and in the form of Lord Shesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. So now, what are those four other forms? Four other forms in the work of creation, and he's the Shesha. So purport, according to expert opinion, Balaram, as the chief of the original quadruple forms, is also the original Sankarshan. Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna, expands himself in five forms: Mahasankarshan, Karanabdashayi, Garbhadakshayi, Kshiradakshayi, and Shesha. These five plenary portions are responsible for both the spiritual and material cosmic manifestations. In these five forms, Lord Balaram assists Lord Krishna in his activities. The first four of these forms are responsible for the cosmic manifestations, whereas Shesha is responsible for personal service to the Lord. Shesha is called Ananta, or unlimited, because he assists the personality of Godhead in his unlimited expansions by performing an unlimited variety of services. Sri Balaram is the servitor Godhead who serves Lord Krishna in all affairs of existence and knowledge. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the same servitor Godhead, Balaram, performs the same service to Lord Gauranga by constant association.
The Balaram is, that will be elaborated later. He's in the mood of service to Krishna, just as Nityananda Prabhu is in the mood of service to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And for service, he expands himself to one of the opulences of Godhead. He can expand himself in different forms. The Mahasankarshan, then the triple Purusha avatars, then Shesha.
Let's see how Prabhupada will elaborate this.
What does Purusha avatar mean?
Purusha avatar means Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, and Kshiradakshay
Vishnu. Purush means?
Purush means person, or it means,
right.
Really just means person or enjoyer. But they're the Mahapurushas. There's a Purusha Shupta in the Rig Veda also that describes these Purusha, the great Purusha. Really means in this case, the supreme Purusha. We're all Purushas, but we're fragments of the Purushas. The original Govindamadi Purusha. Krishna is the original Purusha, but specifically he expands as these Purusha avatars, the three Vishnus for creation.
And who's Mahasankarshan?
Well, the Mahasankarshan expands the spiritual universes. That's what we're going to hear about next, in fact.
In all the forms, he tastes transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. That same Lord Balaram is Lord Nityananda, the companion of Lord Gaurasundara. Then he has another verse. Mayatite vyapi vaikuntaloke purnaishvarye shri chaturvyudha madhye rupam yasyodbhati sankarshanakyam tam sri nitananda ramam prapadye. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as the Sankarshan in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, Vasudev Sankarshan Pradumna Naniruddha. He possesses full opulence and resides in Vaikuntaloka, far beyond the cosmic material creation. Then there's going to be a description of this. Beyond the material nature lies the realm known as Parvyom, the spiritual sky. Like Lord Krishna himself, possesses all transcendental attributes, such as the six opulences. That Vaikuntha region is all-pervading, infinite, and supreme. It is the residence of Lord Krishna and his incarnations. In the highest region of that spiritual sky is the spiritual planet called Krishnaloka. It has three divisions, Dwarka, Mathura, and Gokula. Sri Gokula, the highest of all, is also called Braja, Goloka, Shvetadvipa, and Vrindavan. Like the transcendental body of Lord Krishna, Gokula is all-pervading, infinite, and supreme. It expands both above and below without any restriction. That abode is manifested within the material world by the will of Lord Krishna. It is identical to the original Gokula. They are not two different bodies. The land there is touchstone, and the forests abound with desire trees. Material eyes see it as an ordinary place. But with the eyes of love of Godhead, one can see its real identity as the place where Lord Krishna performs his pastimes with the cowherd boys and girls. Chintamani Prakara Sadamasu, etc. Then there's further description, but a point of it is that the whole spiritual world is manifested by Mahasankarsha. He's in charge of, what did we see? Existence and knowledge. So that's described in the second verse of Brahma Sangita, which I've forgotten now. That's not going to come back to me. Anyway, it's okay. No, not second verse of the book, not of the prayers. After Ishvara Parama Krishna, then the next verse comes, but I've forgotten.
Chintamani Prakarsa.
No, that's the prayers.
Yeah, but that's the prayer again.
Anyway, I've forgotten. But the meaning is that it's Balaram who expands the existence of the spiritual world. He provides the seam. Isn't that mentioned there? The verse we were looking at before. These five plenary portions are responsible for both the spiritual and material cosmic manifestations. So, as Sankarshan, he manifests the whole, everything, the Goloka Vrindavan, the Vaikuntha planets, the whole Paravyom, the whole spiritual sky, is manifested by the potency of Balaram, or Mahasankarshan, the existence, the business of expanding the existence of things is within the power of Lord Balaram or Sankarsha. Then the other three manifest the material cosmic manifestation. The Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya, Kshiradakshaya, they manifest the material worlds as Mahasankarsha manifests the spiritual worlds. But they manifest the material world temporarily, a place where everything's temporary. And the spiritual world is manifested, spiritual energy.
Maharaj, I still don't understand. Sankarshan is he a person? Is it?
Yeah. Balaram himself is the original Sankarshan.
Right.
He's the original Sankarshan. And then he expands as there's a Sankarshan four-armed Vishnu form. He expands as Vasudev Sankarshan Pradumna Nanirudha. So that Sankarshan is Baladev. He's not just a force. He has force, he has power, Bala. But he's a person, he's always a person. As the Purusha avatars manifest the material world, Sankarshan, Balaram manifests the spiritual world.
You mentioned those five manifestations of Balaram. And Shesha especially meant to serve, you mentioned. So when we see, for example, Mridanga or different paraphernalia.
See what?
Mridanga or different paraphernalia, which is used for the service of the Lord, is this a manifestation of Shesha? Or is, which, because it's mentioned.
Well, it's on the emblem of the Mridanga, it's shown like that.
I read also, I guess, in Chaitanya Charitamrita somewhere that all paraphernalia which we engaged in the service of the Lord is expansion of Balaram.
From one point of view, everything's an expansion of Balaram, all the material things. But when they're engaged in the service of the Lord, they regain their spiritual qualities. Mm-hmm. Everything's meant for the service of the Lord. But it's being diverted.
Maharaj, Svet Dvip is a part of material world or spiritual world?
Spiritual world.
But still all devatas and everybody can go. All devatas and everybody go to Svet Dvip. All the demigods and...
Oh, that Svet Dvip. Well, there are different Svet Dvips being referred to.
There's the Swetadvip. Here it said that Gokula is also known as Swetadvip. Then there's Swetadvip, the island in the ocean of milk.
Yeah, ocean of milk. That's
there's right. The ocean of milk, and then there's the Swetadvip there. But even that's the spiritual world because the Lord is residing there as the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, huh? Kshirdakshaya Vishnu, ocean of milk, of course. So the so that's also the spiritual world, even though the demigods, they're approaching.
They can go there.
They don't even go there. They just have to stand on the shore and wait for a message. But it's the spiritual world.
Just interesting that you said that Mahasankarshan is manifesting spiritual universes. It's difficult to imagine how it works because when there is some manifestation, usually there is some beginning and end, and spiritual world is eternal.
Yeah, so you're not going to be able to do, imagination isn't going to help a whole lot.
So it's like eternally manifesting spiritual universes.
Yeah, the example is given how one candle lights another candle, or how the sun is giving energy since time immemorial. You can't say first there was a sun, then there was a sunshine. So they're expanded manifestations from Krishna, but they don't just start at a certain time. They're always there. Because he's always there. More? Should I talk some more? Do some more questions? You have a little more time? Okay.
Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradumnan, Aniruddha are the primary quadruple forms from whom all the other quadruple forms are manifested. They're all purely transcendental. Only in Dwarka Mathura and Gokula does the Lord perform his endless pastimes with his personal associates. In the Vaikuntha planets, the Lord manifests his identity as Narayan and performs pastimes in various ways. And there's further description of Vaikuntha. There's a description of the Brahmajyoti with which the demons and the impersonalists and the demons killed by Krishna get to merge. In that spiritual sky on the four sides of Narayan are the second expansions of the quadruple expansions of Dwarka. So we get the picture that
Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradumna, and Aniruddha, they're the first, and then there's more quadruple.
Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradumna, and Aniruddha constitute this second quadruple. They are purely transcendental. So things are expanding.
Then there's a big long purport here because the Maya bodies have something to say. You know, one of the longest purports. It's about 8 pages, actually. Not more, actually. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 pages. Prabhupada has something to say to the Maya bodies.
Maharaj? Essentially in this class, if you can just tell maybe one or two stories of your interactions with Srila Prabhupada.
Sorry?
Maybe one or two stories if you can tell about your interactions with Srila Prabhupada.
A story?
Yeah, stories or anything.
Everybody always wants to hear stories. As if I had an endless, endless association and endless story.
We were watching Prabhupada's movie, so we saw you.
Oh, you saw me, I see. Usually I wind up telling the same stories over and over. Let's see if there's some story I haven't told in a while. I usually tell all the stories in context, you know. There's when something comes up, then you can. Otherwise, tell me a story. Yeah. Prabhupada gave one devotee, Chandanacharya, gave a watch to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada gave Chandanacharya his watch. He did that, you know, someone give him a sweater, he'd give that person his own sweater. Probably. So he gave Chandanacharya this watch. So then, again, like a year later, Prabhupada saw him. And Prabhupada said, that watch which you gave me, he said, it's off by, I forget what he said, but some, you know, small margin. And Chandanacharya said, well, Prabhupada, the one that you gave me was off by, it was even a bigger margin. Mm. Prabhupada said, he said, yes, but that watch was fast. another problem story.
Maybe about BBT, if he's told you anything about BBT.
Yeah, different things about BBT. Editorial work, BBT. We were in, probably gave a lecture in Brooklyn. And we have one godbrother, Petit Duran, Petit Pavan, goes by both names. He's kind of a very nice devotee. He has something of a flamboyant nature when he'd speak, you know, he'd get up and speak. And he began speaking after Prabhupada's lecture. He probably called for questions. And Petit Pavan, Petit Dharan Prabhu began, he said, Srila Prabhupada, he said, we have a great desire to distribute your books or your Back to Godheads. Prabhupada said, just keep that desire, that's all. Just keep that desire. Yes. Talking about desire another time, also in Brooklyn, I think, someone asked Srila Prabhupada how to get free from sex desire. And Prabhupada didn't directly answer, but he just told the whole history of Haridas Thakur. The whole history of Haridas Thakur and the prostitute. That history he told. So you can figure it out from there. Another time in Los Angeles, he was walking on the beach, he said, that now I'm hardly eating. He said, last time when I was here I was eating, but now I'm hardly eating. He said, but I'm doing the same work, so you're getting a bargain.
So you're getting what?
Hmm?
So you are what?
You're getting a bargain.
You're getting a bargain.
You're spending the same money. You're spending less money and I'm doing the same work. Is that okay for stories for the moment?
Yes, yes, Maharaj. Thank you very much. It was very well made, actually, following Srila Prabhupada DVDs.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Oh, they're so nice.
Kedavar is expert, and the idea is so nice. Just the concept.
And so many photos I never saw, and so many clippings, you know, that's really good.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
I should watch some today, that's a good idea. Wonderful, wonderful service.
I don't know who to show these photos. They are another wonderful thing. right from the beginning, you know.
Mm.
So many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Punch, punch.